Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices Podcast. My name is Gina and I am your host. Welcome to the show where I talk about all things self, and this is more of a personal development, self-development podcast, and it's in chapters. So we are starting chapter 7. Chapter 6 was emotional intelligence, and chapter 7 I will be talking about all things time. Time is one of my favorite subjects. I just love how the world evolves around time and how time literally is the biggest resource. So in this chapter I will be talking about the origins of time. I'll be talking, obviously I have to talk about clocks and how time is measured. Then you will also find information on how we can compare time versus money, because that is very important. And we will talk about how time affects our lives, whether we waste it or whether we make the most of it. So the, you know, procrastinating and some examples of procrastinating and the psychological effects of it. And then we will also talk about how the greats use their time. So this can be athletes, this can be sports personalities, this can be celebrities, this can be actors. We will also discover how all of these people utilize their time. Then I will also talk about healing, time and healing, and why moments matter. And then how technology is literally shaping our perception of time. So this chapter is going to be interesting because I'm not going to leave anything. I will talk about time in the moment. So the art of being present, right? The benefits of that and the role time plays in healing. I think this is going to be my favorite of it all. And then what else am I going to talk about? I think the power of routine, and this also kind of speaks to how you, what can I call it, how you customize your time. I don't know if I should call it that, or how you use your time in the best of value. I will also talk about how time shapes our identity, and this is on a cultural basis. It's also on a religious basis. Then you will learn how time also plays a role within your career and the concepts of times between cultures. I did speak about this. Yes. And how age is involved within time, how to embrace aging, and how to purposefully use your time. Then I will also talk about time as a tool and how to set some time aside for reflection and how time plays a role in innovation. So anything that you've seen that's been created, obviously time was put into consideration. Then the big one, time and spirituality. And I think the last one of this chapter would be time and legacy. So guys, let me give you a little bit of intro about what time is. Not like what current time it is now. I mean, now it's almost 2 minutes to one. And this is the 7th of October when this recording is happening, but you'll probably listen to it end of October. So time, what is time? Time is how we measure the flow of events from the past through the present and into the future. That's how I believe time. It helps us understand how things happen. Like, you know, when you wake up, when you want to eat, when you celebrate your birthday, you know, you think of the time that you traveled, you think of how time is always moving. Like, for example, a stream of water, like by the river, time is always moving like that. So time cannot be stopped. That's one thing we all know. And you cannot go back in time, which is very weird. Like, you can never go back in time. Never, never. And you can learn from now in order to move forward better in the future. Time also helps us to grow. It helps us to learn. It helps us to keep track of everything that we're doing. And it also, you know, changes the world. Like, for example, we have days, we have nights, we have seasons, winter, spring, summer, autumn. And then without time, we wouldn't know, like, what's gonna happen next. Because, like, imagine if time just ceased to exist. We will all just be stuck. Like, okay, what to do next? And speaking of that, that's where clocks come into play. I'm just going to touch a little bit of this and feel free to go and do some research. I always say this, my podcast is based on opinions, it's based on research, it's based on experience, my own personal experience. So what I've learned is we have mechanical clocks, and these have been, they were existing since the 14th century. They measure time through intricate systems of gears and springs and oscillating pendulums. I think you know this. And these clocks were, I don't know exactly when they were like discovered or when they were set up, but like from the 14th century. Then we have the quartz clock. This was introduced in the 20th century. And the quartz clock uses the piezoelectric properties of quartz crystals to measure time. Can you listen to that? So they work according to vibration at a precise frequency. That's typically almost 32,768 times per second, which is like mind-blowing. Then they are the standard watch you're probably having on your wrist right now. Then we have atomic clocks. These are the most accurate timekeeping devices. They also measure based on vibration of atoms. And these also use like the frequency of atom transmissions, also with oscillations and energy states and, you know, all that scientific information. I don't have much information on that, but what I can tell you is that atomic clocks are what we use in GPS systems and telecommunications and scientific research. Then we have the Universal Coordinated Time, UTC. This is quite popular, and this helps us with synchronizing international times, and it also works around the Earth's rotation, you know, all of that. Then we have time zones, and time zones were created to standardize time across different regions. So you know where you are. We are in +2 in South Africa. Then we have just relativity and time dilation. So these are more of like, you know, is it Isaac? Oh, Einstein's theory. But yeah, guys, I'm not going to talk about the scientific side of time, but I'm going to be talking about what it means to us. And I really want you guys to tune in. Make sure you share this. Invite anybody who needs to understand. Or you probably know somebody that quite doesn't use their time efficiently, invite them so they can listen to this. So I normally do a shout out at the end of each episode, back in like the first chapters, and I want to introduce that again. So shout out to My Lessons in Life, shout out to Robin Sharma, Wallace D. Watts, Deepak Chopra, people that I've read, like books I've read from, shout out to all of those people. Abraham Hicks, Adil Ahmed. I will do the shout outs at every end of each episode.